Good morning. A Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. We're still looking at the Trump administration and who is coming in, and specifically today, who has gone out. There are a couple of people on his transition team, Mike Rogers of Michigan and Matthew Friedman, a lobbyist who consults with corporations and foreign governments, who were fired, Alan. Both were part of what officials describe as a purge orchestrated by Jared Kushner, Mr. Trump's son-in-law and close advisor. Meanwhile, the headlines say it's in disarray.
Well, we know that Mr. Kushner, who is very close to Trump, obviously, and he is the son-in-law and obviously has a very favored position here. Now, his father was sent to jail by Chris Christie, the U.S. attorney. But in any case, he's out big time. And the purge is of the people who were close to Christie. And that is very interesting in that what they're doing is saying, okay, if you're related to this guy, then you're out. Reminds me a little of the old Soviet purges when whole classes of people were put out. But in any case, this means that they're going to have a hard time getting this thing functioning. They've got thousands of jobs to fill, and they have to worry about people like Rudy Giuliani, who, it turns out, wants to be Secretary of State and not Attorney General. Hey, give me the choice of where to put him, Secretary of State or Attorney General, and I would say put him as Secretary of State because it's better than what might happen if he became the head of the Justice Department in Washington with all of his enemies and everything else. But it now turns out, you read the New York Times this morning in their editorials, you will find that he has so many conflicts of interest that it's going to be very tough. Plus the fact that John McCain, a long time, well, I say political enemy of the new incoming president, has made it plain that he's going to be the loyal opposition within the Republican Party. Well, what does this mean? It means that it will not be clear sailing, that he's not going to have a rubber stamp in the United States Senate, because there are others there who also are nursing longtime grudges. Take a look at Marco Rubio, who he kept referring to as Little Marco. These, of course, are people who are never going to forget what was done to them in terms of their presidential aspirations. So it's a mess. The big problem for the president-elect is that he is operating on a political loyalty basis. Let's reward the people who are with me and give them major positions, as opposed to the reward with major posts, those people who are best at the job, in other words, who know something and who are not motivated just by politics.
Obviously, Trump hasn't even taken office yet, but is it possible, Alan, that he could be heading for gridlock?
I don't know that it'll be gridlock. I think he'll get his way on most things, but I tell you right now, when it comes to confirming cabinet officers and others, these senators are going to do their job. The smooth sailing is likely to come in the House of Representatives, where the Democrats themselves are in disarray. And as you see, Nancy Pelosi has to put up with a very discontented group of Democratic congressmen, including some new ones. But in terms of the House, things go smoothly, I am sure, because it's much more of a dictatorship than the Senate. But the Senate, where you got guys like McCain, Rubio, and others, that's going to be a place where Republicans will do their jobs and do them well. And that could create a certain amount of gridlock.
Current Secretary of State John Kerry highlighted climate change. He's in Antarctica. And meanwhile, we're hearing, speaking of Trump building the administration, of appointments like climate change deniers to the EPA.
Well, it's more than I can bear, to be honest with you. It's a place where Obama has been a hero. We do know what's happening to this earth. To deny it is just beyond belief. And if anything, Obama could be faulted for not going fast enough, because now I think is the time that you have to keep it going. But this presidential candidate, and now this president-elect, a denier himself just by virtue of the people he's appointing. It's terrifying.
How about this, Alan? The pay hike for New York state lawmakers was rejected. A state commission with the power to grant it balked at the idea yesterday.
Well, I, of course, am opposed to giving raises to people who refuse to do the right thing and create ethics standards, putting limits on how much they can make on the outside. We all know what that's all about. It's disgusting. I didn't think the commission would have the gumption to do what they are doing. Of course, if the people in the legislature want to get a raise, then they have to put themselves on record, come back, and vote themselves a raise in a lame duck session. My bet is that they are considering whether or not it will cost them their jobs, and it might well, and I have a feeling we're not going to see it.